American Language Course, Book 19, Tape 3A. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3A.
Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words and then repeat the sentences. Number 1. Success. Succeed. Successful. The new business made a lot of money. It was a success. Starting the business required a lot of hard work. In order to succeed, he had to work very hard. He wanted to be successful, so he didn't mind working hard. Number 2. Guide. Guidance. He showed the children how to get home. He guided them. His guidance brought them safely home. Number 3. Develop. Develop. Bill worked a lot on the plans for the new hospital. He changed them, redrew them, moved things from one place to another, made rooms larger and smaller until everyone was satisfied with the plans. He developed plans. Number 4. Confident. Confidence. Self-confidence. Marvin is very sure of himself. He knows he can do anything he wants to. He's confident he can succeed. He believes in himself. He has a lot of self-confidence. He depends on the people he works with, too. He has a lot of confidence in them, too. Number 5. Skills. Skills. Peggy has a lot of ability as a manager. Her skills have made her a success. Number 6. Assume responsibility. Assume responsibility. She took on the duties of that instructor while he was ill. She assumed his responsibilities. Number 7. Accomplish. Accomplish. She had 10 things that she wanted to do on Saturday. She was able to accomplish 9 of them. So she had only one thing to do on Sunday. Number 8. Mission. Mission. The soldier's duty was clear. He knew what his mission was. Number 9. Technique. Technique. Their ways of doing things are different from our techniques for doing the same things. Number 10. Adjust to. Adjust to. We had to adjust to the change in plans when the weather became bad. We had to change our plans, too. Number 11. Capability. Capability. She is capable of accomplishing anything she wants to do. She has great capabilities.
Now, look at figure 2 and listen to the paragraph. Tim's father-in-law owns a business that is a big success. He wants Tim to come into the business with him. He feels that with his guidance, Tim will develop his self-confidence and management skills. He wants Tim to succeed in the business and assume the responsibility of it. He wants to retire and leave Tim in control. He is confident that the business will continue to be successful. He feels Tim can accomplish the mission of the business with new techniques that he feels he is too old to adjust to. Tim appreciates the opportunity to be guided by someone with so much knowledge, and he appreciates the confidence his father-in-law has in his capabilities. Listen to the paragraph again. Tim's father-in-law owns a business that is a big success. He wants Tim to come into the business with him. He feels that with his guidance, Tim will develop his self-confidence and management skills. He wants Tim to succeed in the business and assume the responsibility of it. He wants to retire and leave Tim in control. He is confident that the business will continue to be successful. He feels Tim can accomplish the mission of the business with new techniques that he feels he is too old to adjust to. Tim appreciates the opportunity to be guided by someone with so much knowledge, and he appreciates the confidence his father-in-law has in his capabilities.
Now, answer these questions based on the paragraph.
Number 1. What does Tim's father-in-law want? Repeat. He wants Tim to come into the business with him. Number 2. How does he feel? Repeat. He feels that with his guidance, Tim will develop his self-confidence and management skills. Number 3. Why does he want Tim to succeed in the business? Repeat, so that he can retire and leave Tim in control. Confident that the business will continue to be successful. Number 4. What does he feel he is too old to do? Repeat, to adjust to new techniques to accomplish the mission of the business. Number 5. What does Tim appreciate? Repeat. The opportunity to be guided by someone with so much knowledge and he appreciates the confidence his father-in-law has in his capabilities. Look at figure 3. Look at number 1. Listen to a paragraph. Then select the main idea. In today's world, divorce seems to be more acceptable to more people. There was a time when it was not accepted for any reason. Men and women had to be tolerant of each other's faults because once they were married, they had to live together no matter how difficult it was. Developing this tolerance that came with the necessity of making a marriage last was not always easy. Married couples had to try to get along, though frequently they found it hard to put up with one another. Their lives were seldom happy, but the relationship was tolerated because divorce was out of the question. For some, it was because of the children, for some because of their religion, and for others it was because a divorce would affect their careers. Those days seem to be gone forever. Today, marriage and divorce seem to be treated more lightly. Some couples get married with the idea in mind that if it doesn't work, they can always get a divorce. This feeling seems to be shared by more and more people every day. Now look at number 1 in figure 3 and select the main idea. The answer is B. The main idea of the paragraph is that divorce seems to be more acceptable every day. Look at number 2 in figure 3 and listen to another paragraph. The number of automobile accidents due to heavy traffic is on the rise in almost all parts of the world. The number of cars in big cities has more than doubled in the past 20 years. This is due to the growth of the cities. Today, cars are necessities, not just for enjoyment, but for transportation to and from our jobs, to and from grocery stores, etc. As the number of cars rises, so do the number of accidents, and all too many of these accidents are fatal to the drivers and to the passengers. Staying awake and driving carefully can help you prevent accidents, true, but not all accidents are preventable. At least, not by both of the participants. One driver's moment of carelessness can affect drivers of one or more other cars. So a good driver has to drive watching what he is doing and watching out for what other drivers are doing. This is the only way this rise in the number of accidents might be controlled. Since we're sure the number of cars will continue to increase as our cities continue to grow. Look at number 2 in figure 3 and select the main idea. The answer is A. The main idea of the paragraph is that automobiles and automobile accidents are on the rise and must be controlled. Look at Figure 4. Listen and repeat. Number 1. If you had wanted to be on time, you should have left earlier. Number 2. What would you have done if you had been considered for the job? Number 3. If I had been considered, I would have been pleased. Number 4. If it had rained, we couldn't have gone on the picnic. Number 5. We might have traveled longer if Sarah hadn't been so tired. Number 6. Wouldn't he have been late if you hadn't picked him up? Number 7. Jane would have enjoyed the play if she hadn't been sneezing so much. Number 8. The meat might have tasted better if she'd cooked it longer. Look at Figure 5. Listen to questions or statements. Use the words in Figure 5 to answer. Listen to the examples. How could you have succeeded? Repeat. If I had developed my program more completely, I could have succeeded. Look at the second example. I would have adjusted to the changes. Repeat. What would you have done if your boss had made changes? Now, look at number 1 and answer the question. Number 1. How could the job have been accomplished? Repeat. If she'd used her management skills, the job could have been accomplished. Number 2. Hal would have developed better techniques. Repeat. What would Hal have done if Mr. Barnes had guided him? Number 3. Where would you have insisted on going? Repeat. If we'd had time, I'd have insisted on going out of town. Number 4. Nell wouldn't have arranged the books that way. Repeat. Would Nell have arranged the books that way? If she had been allowed to arrange them? Number 5. What could they have assisted you with? Repeat. They could have assisted me with the mission. If they had tried. Number 6. We could have taken a walk. Repeat. What could we have done if it hadn't been raining? Number 7. Wouldn't you have remembered his name? Repeat. No, I wouldn't have remembered his name if you hadn't told me. Number 8. What would you have bought at the sale? Repeat. If I had known about the sale, I'd have bought some new shoes. Number 9. Sam would have made a better score on the test. Repeat. What could Sam have done if he had studied harder? Number 10. Wouldn't Carl have helped us? Repeat. No, Carl wouldn't have helped us if we had asked him. This is the end of Tape 3A, Book 19.